It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia, but thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. Thank you so much to Connor in New York City for helping to hold things down. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, the JR Sport Brief Show pops right on up. We've had a busy show. Listen to this. We've talked about, well, Major League Baseball, the Mets and the Brewers. Nothing. End of the third. They're heading to the fourth. The winner, they move on. The loser, they go home. Anyway, thank you so much. We've also talked about Antonio Pierce and his punishment. We had a great conversation with David Sampson, all about baseball. This man used to run the Marlins. We discussed Caitlin Clark, Rookie of the Year. Almost unanimous, she got 66 out of 67 votes. We just talked about the Thursday night football matchup. This game is going to get underway in about 20 minutes between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. Even though the Falcons are at home, they are so unpredictable. It's probably a safe bet to take the Bucs, but the Falcons are unpredictable. Good luck with your money. If you lose, don't blame me. Hey, we talked about Tyreek Hill. This man said he wants to stay in Miami. He doesn't care how bad Miami is. He doesn't care how badly the Chiefs need a wide receiver after Rashee Rice has blown out his knee. Tyreek Hill says he wants to stay in Miami. Odell Beckham Jr. explains why it took him so damn long to get out onto the field. And now there's nobody to throw him the ball. No disrespect to Tyler Huntley. And just we've had just a busy, busy show. If you want to participate in any type of way, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. A good Thursday night. You get a good mix of baseball, wild card matchup, Mets and Brewers. And then you also got a good matchup here. Thursday night football, two NFC South foes. And the Buccaneers and the Falcons. But I will say this. We had a caller last hour as we talked about how many unnecessary podcasts there are in the world of sports, particularly from the athletes. You know, it's crazy. I knew it was crazy when Draymond Green was sitting around during the NBA Finals after games. This man was going on and recording podcast episodes, telling everybody how bad he played. It's just like, what are we doing? Just focus on the finals, man. What are you doing? Podcast episodes, you're trying to win a championship. But I digress. Our caller asked, and didn't just ask about podcasts and athletes. He didn't like it either. He's a Minnesota Vikings fan. He asked me about the Vikings and what I think and how I feel about them. The Minnesota Vikings right now are 4-0. Let's remember this. J.J. McCarthy is out for the year. This man blew out his knee. He's done. He's cooked. And in his place is Sam Darnold, who they signed to a one-year contract to basically start the season as the Minnesota Vikings quarterback and then ultimately cede the job to J.J. McCarthy. You would hope that by the time we got to the end of the year, you had one or two options. That Sam Darnold was so damn bad that J.J. McCarthy needed to take over. Or that you had a good problem, that Sam Darnold was so good that maybe J.J. didn't take the job yet. Well, we won't find out. A, because J.J. is hurt. And then B, because Sam Darnold has played like one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Sam Darnold is 27 years old. Let's remember this. The New York Jets selected him out of USC. He was the number 3 overall pick back in 2018. And we know about the New York Jets. Look at all the quarterbacks they've taken over the years. I don't know who's worse, them or the Bears. I mean, the Bears probably got it worse. But anyway, Sam Darnold lasted until 2020. They got him the hell up on out of there. Then they said, you know, let's try this Zach Wilson guy. And they got him the hell up on out of there. And so the New York Jets, it doesn't matter the regime, McKagan, it doesn't matter if it's Douglas, it don't matter who it is. They have a reputation of not being able to develop quarterbacks. And so Sam Darnold had to go to the Panthers, and then he had to go to the 49ers, and now he's with the Minnesota Vikings. Knowing that, maybe he wasn't long for the job. Well, he has the job. Sam Darnold was just named NFC Player of the Month. 932 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Life must be nice. Where's Justin Jefferson? Where is he? Oh, he's over there. Throw it. Done. And for a guy who, even coming out of USC, was considered to be a ridiculous gunslinger with all the talent in the world, this is a nice turnaround for Sam Darnold. If he can take the Minnesota Vikings to the postseason, the Minnesota Vikings, they have questions. Do we retain Sam Darnold? Is Sam Darnold now probably getting a better job and a better offer to be a starting quarterback elsewhere? Is now working with Kevin O'Connell, who's a former player, a former quarterback, a former coordinator, now a coach? Is he the reason why things are working here in Minnesota? Or are the New York Jets that damn bad? Did the New York Jets set up Sam Darnold for the ultimate failure? Looks like they did with Zach Wilson. Looks like they did with Darnold. If I go back even further, looks like they did with Geno Smith. Looks like they did with Mark Sanchez. I don't give a damn how far the New York Jets got with Mark Sanchez. He was not the reason they went to any AFC championship game. His job, hand the ball over to the left, to the right, drop back, hand it off, pitch. That's it. Don't throw an interception. Don't do it. And so, ironically, you want to know Sam Darnold's next opponent? It's the New York Jets. And it's not going out to some, well, Meadowlands, some dump in New Jersey. They're not going to whatever that bank park is, U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis with the funky windows and the triangles. They're going out to London. Yeah, the whole country will be able to watch Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers on a Sunday morning in London. What a treat this is for America. You get to wake up and watch football, and boom, Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers are in your face. Yeah, just what you wanted. You wanted Aaron Rodgers with your cup of coffee. You did. Not really, but you're going to get it. And so, of course, with all of the media going on right now, and everybody's is in London and cheerio, pip-pip, or whatever they do out there. I've never heard anybody say that. Hickey, don't ever, well, let me be careful. Hickey, the food is not good in London. Not good.
Okay. I feel like it's not terribly surprising.
That's not good. You got to get good Indian food in London.
Is that what they're known for, really?
Yeah, international city, yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. I'll put it on the list.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get fish and chips, that's for sure.
Yeah, don't do that. Hickey, I can get... You're in New York. Where's the closest place you could get French fries and chicken?
Come on. Around the block? You tell me the fish and chips in London is not any different than here in the States? I don't believe you.
Less seasoning. I'm sorry. You can get chicken and French fries down. You want to go to London and have chicken and French fries with no seasoning? And go to London. Go for it. That's the difference. No seasoning. None.
Interesting. Yeah, that's not my cup of tea. No, thank you.
Yeah. Uh huh. And that also, by the way, that's a toddler meal, right? You give a kid chicken and French fries. Anyway, no distance. I love London. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Absolutely love London. Love it. Shout outs to Brixton and Piccadilly Circus and all the weirdos down. I love it. I love it. Anyway, they're playing football there. The football players will not be participating in anything that I would participate in. But Sam Darnold, he was asked about playing against his former team. He was asked whether or not his former team screwed him up. And Sam Darnold, he's a real relaxed California guy. Listen to his answer.
No, I think, you know, I had a lot of opportunities in New York, and I always felt like I could have played better there.
Way to go. What is he supposed to say? Hey, do you think the New York Jets failed you? Yeah, man, them Jets are ass. Yeah, man, I have nobody to throw the ball to. Oh, yeah, I had no coaching. Oh, yeah, I had no... Look, you just got to own up. What good is it for him to blame the New York Jets for how bad that he was? It don't do him no good. I know New York Jet fans are... Well, I guess they're happy with what they have now. And Aaron Rodgers, I guess. Well, I guess they have no choice. That's something else I know for sure, for certain. If you're a New York Jets fan, you probably hope and pray by the time they come back from London, they're staring and looking at a trade for Davante Adams. Because outside of that, I don't know how much more hope the New York Jets have. Good luck to Sam Darnold. I would love to. I love a good quarterback controversy. Not a bad one. Like what the Raiders have going on in Las Vegas right now. Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. That's like trying to figure out whether or not you want to be shot or stabbed. Neither. No, thank you. I want the good decisions. Do I want cake or do I want pie? Like, that's a good decision. I want the Minnesota Vikings to have a good decision to make. And we haven't seen J.J. McCarthy throw a pass in the NFL. And coming out of Michigan, the hit on the guy was, well, all he had to do in Michigan was just what Mark Sanchez did for the Jets, just hand the ball off. But by all indications, things were looking good for J.J. McCarthy. I don't think the Minnesota Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. But at the rate they're going, and we do know they play in a competitive division, not going to be easy with the Lions and the Packers there. Let's be real. The Bears, not so much. The Bears have looked like whatever. Ass right now. Sorry. Minnesota can't fall apart. This good version that we have of Sam Darnold right now, I think he'll be able to continue on a decent path, but he's playing like an MVP right now. He just won NFC Player of the Month. I don't think this is going to continue. Sam Darnold is going to even out. The Minnesota Vikings will get in probably as a wild card. And I think what I hope is that we have a quarterback controversy. That the Minnesota Vikings have to go into next offseason and figure out whether or not we want to retain Sam Darnold. Somebody might outbid him. You might have to get another backup. And then J.J. McCarthy is just going to have to be the guy. Because, man, that clock is ticking. We know that you don't bring on a rookie QB and just go, oh, sit on the bench, sit on the bench, sit on the bench. Unless you're a dumbass team like the Falcons. No disrespect to the Falcons. They're going to be mad at me now. Good luck to Sam Darnold. Keep on winning. Make things interesting. You know what? Not only congratulations to Sam Darnold, if I'm going to show Sam Darnold some love, I got to show love to the other guy who won Player of the Month on this side, the AFC. That happens to be Josh Allen, who shockingly, after four games where the Buffalo Bills are now 3-1, we saw them lose against the Ravens ugly on Sunday. Josh Allen has zero, count them, zero turnovers on the year. 814 yards in the air, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 100 plus yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns, no fumbles lost. For all these years that we got, Josh Allen is going to be MVP, Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl champ. We got that for like 3 consecutive years. This year, I don't know about the Super Bowl. I don't think the Bills are going to win it as much as they're trying to spread the ball around. I still think you need a guy to go to. That guy can't be Josh Allen all the damn time. He might win the MVP if he keeps up like this. He got a better chance than that other guy that I just told you about, Sam Darnold. As long as Josh Allen is healthy, he's going to go out there and help these Buffalo Bills win these games. And speaking of facing off against your old team, Stephon Diggs and the Texans are going to take on the Buffalo Bills this upcoming Sunday. And this is going to be good. Josh Allen had to clean up his comments about spreading the ball around and not force-feeding Stephon Diggs. And I think we all know what happens when you try to force-feed anything to anybody, right? You got it. Too much is not going to work. Everything in moderation. You try to eat too damn much, no. It can come back up. Consequences, right? And it's not good. Josh Allen, a couple of weeks ago, he made these comments and you know, people were looking at him, like, oh, crossword for Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen said, our offense is humming.
Well, it's still early, but I'm very proud of the guys, how they're handling it. You know, that the everybody eats approach. We're just trying to find the open guy and get everybody involved. The guys are stepping up to the plate and they're making plays when their numbers are called.
Yeah, he had to clean that up just to make sure that he didn't hurt Stephon Diggs' feelings. And so you know Stephon Diggs is going to be feeling like he has something to prove. Like you up against your old team, of course you want to light him up. He thought it would have been better to feed him the ball, to be the star, to be the guy. And now the Buffalo Bills, they kind of forced their hand. They said, we don't have that guy. It's all of us. Buffalo Bills would be good. Wouldn't shock me if Josh Allen won an MVP. I don't know about that defense good enough to win a championship with all the injuries they've had to deal with. And let's remember, Von Miller is going to miss a few weeks due to his suspension dealing with that domestic violence issue from last year. It's kind of crazy to think that we're already a month into the NFL season. Josh Allen wins NFC Player of the Month. Sam Darnold wins, or excuse me, AFC Player of the Month. Sam Darnold wins NFC Player of the Month. And we got more football. We got guys who have already gone down like Tua Tagovailoa. Michael Parsons' ankle hurts. Odell Beckham just started to practice. Christian McCaffrey's legs hurt. Welcome to the NFL. We got so much more to go. And in a few minutes, we're going to have a kickoff here in Atlanta for the country to see on Thursday Night Football between the Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. I got the Bucks. Let's see what happens. It's the JR Sportbreeze Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we got a guy on a new team who just showed up, and he already says that he wants to stay. I'm going to tell you who that is on the other side of the break. We'll give you an update on what's going on in the baseball world between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. We got a lot to do. Don't move. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, right before we went to break, I told you about the Falcons and the Buccaneers. Said I'm picking the Buccaneers on the road against the Falcons because the Falcons are unpredictable. You don't know what the hell you're going to get out of that offense. Nothing. That's exactly what happened. Falcons got the ball to open the game. Took them about 3 minutes, 70 yards, and an 18-yard touchdown. An 18-yard strike from Kirk Cousins to Drake London, who powers and spins his way into the end zone. 7-0, the Falcons lead Tampa Bay. You would expect Tampa Bay, with all their offensive weapons, to answer back. So let's see what this game looks like. I know there's a lot of happy Falcons fans, but it is very, very early. It is the JR Sportbreeze Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, I did talk to you about a game that is going to take place on Sunday. Thank you to the Falcons and Buccaneers for opening up this week of the NFL season. But we know on Sunday we're going to have the New York Jets in London taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Well, let me tell you something. People in Minnesota, they have a few things to look forward to, right? And you got this hot streak, this hot start, I should say, by the Minnesota Vikings. And then we saw a young Minnesota Timberwolves team last year in the postseason. And there's expectations that the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to take another step. Well, We know the trade of Karl Anthony Towns to the New York Knicks is official. Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo go to Minnesota. Those are the replacements. And so the Minnesota Timberwolves now have more depth, although they're missing a 7-foot-tall shooting guard. Center, my apologies, Karl Anthony Towns. I think he's going to fit in with the Knicks just fine. Having said that, Karl Anthony Towns was introduced today to the New York media with the Knicks. And Julius Randle was introduced to the media in Minnesota. Julius Randle, never someone to be shy, someone who's always going to wear his heart on his sleeve. After years with the New York Knicks, where he showed up, proved to be a 3-time All-Star, is basically a 20-10-5 player at minimum. He was hurt last year. We didn't see him in the postseason. He blew out his shoulder, and that was all she wrote. The New York Knicks went on a run without him. It would have been great to see what they would have done with him. I think they would have went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe even, not knocked off the Celtics, but they would have had a battle. But we didn't see that because everybody on the Knicks got hurt. And Julius Randle can opt out of his contract after next season and sign an extension. And so now he's in Minnesota. He's going to be right there with Anthony Edwards. The jokes are already flying about who's going to pass the ball and who's going to have the ball in isolation. And Julius Randle's going to dribble the hell out of the ball. And Anthony Edwards is going to look at him incredulously. But the first thing is, Julius Randle actually said he was shocked that this happened, that he's shocked that he was traded. Listen to Julius.
Yeah, it was a lot of emotion. You know, you spend a certain amount of time in a place, New York, you know, going there 5 years ago and, you know, having a goal in mind, you know, to accomplish a lot of great things and, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears putting into, you know, that organization uniform. So initially, it's always going to be a shock. But for me, afterwards, you know, I woke up the next morning and I was just really, really excited. It was a breath of fresh air. I'm excited to bring everything that I learned here over the past 5 years and, you know, help these guys out. You know, my only thing here is I just want to help. I want to help Ant. I want to help Rudy, Nas, all those guys. You know, I want to help win a championship. So that's the only thing that matters.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know what there's to be shocked about. The New York Knicks have brought in all this talent all year, well, pretty much all offseason. How is Julius Randle going to fit in? And are we going to give him an extension? You heard nothing about extending him. I mean, really, he's been hurt. He's been hurt in some of the most important times as the Knicks have gone into the postseason. And with the emergence of Jalen Brunson, and size does come at a premium and a value. You know, nobody ever looked at Julius Randle as some defensive stopper. He's an offensive player. He can go off, but he's not an efficient offensive player. And look, Karl Anthony Towns can really go off at any point, at any moment in time, really catch fire in a way that Julius Randle, he can't. It's just being honest. And so this is good for Minnesota, I guess. Karl Anthony Towns is gone. Anthony Edwards is the guy now. Naz Reid has certainly gotten better over the years. He's the reigning sixth man of the year. And if you're a fan of the Minnesota Timberwolves or an NBA fan, you can blame somebody else not named Rudy Gobert. Karl Anthony Towns, by the way, was pretty bad in the postseason. He was MIA. Missing in action. He had some terrible games. If he has any of those games with the New York Knicks, he will be eaten alive. The New York Knicks do have variety up and down the starting lineup to score. Jalen Brunson can go off. Mikal Bridges can go off. OG Anunoby can have his stretches. Karl Anthony Towns can have his. So if Karl Anthony Towns can just fit in, good for him. We know Julius Randle. This is someone who at one point in time was telling the Knicks fans, F you. He talked like F you, whatever. And he had to apologize for it. The technical fouls and the complaining, sometimes it's like, Julius, shut up. And so he was asked the question, just showing up in Minnesota, not having even played a game. Hey, Julius, do you want to stay in Minnesota? Like, well, what do you want to do? We know you can opt out of your contract. You can be a free agent. What are you going to do? What do you want to do? Listen to this.
Absolutely. You know, just being around here and being around the environment, Tim, Finchie, all those guys, like, that stuff is important. You know, they've made me feel more than at home, being here, just super comfortable. The energy is up, like just being in the building, the energy is up. The guys seem like everybody gets along. So at the end of the day, to the core of who I am, I'm a basketball player. And, you know, that's what I love to do, you know, at the end of the day. So for me, being here, it's super important. You want to be somewhere where you feel wanted. And, you know, I feel wanted here. I feel like, you know, everybody's really embraced me. Like I said, Tim's been great. I played for Finch. You know, I really believe in Finch. And ultimately, yeah, I do want to be here.
Yeah, he was with Chris Finch, the current head coach, when he was down with the Pelicans. Yeah, he likes to play basketball. There's a bunch of other teams you can play basketball for. Okay, man. You don't have to stay in Minneapolis in a Target Center to play basketball. You don't. And I wonder what this contract is going to look like. Because, first of all, Julius Randle can opt in to his contract for next season. Or he can opt out and get a bigger deal. Let's all keep in mind, we don't know who the hell is going to end up owning the Minnesota Timberwolves. And probably the biggest portion and reason why Karl-Anthony Towns got traded wasn't because the Minnesota Timberwolves just love Julius Randle so much. They moved Karl-Anthony Towns because this guy is going to cost more, $200 million. This guy cost a lot of money. And in order to not get taxed to death, they moved him. And so with all the unpredictable scenarios in Minnesota when it comes to the ownership, is Glenn Taylor going to continue to own the team? Is Alex Rodriguez and Lori, are they going to continue to, I don't know, stay in litigation to own the team? Like, who's giving Julius Randle a deal? I don't know. We're going to have to find out. Minnesota, though, I got to be honest. I don't know. Unless Anthony Edwards takes another step, unless we stop getting the goofy joke. We'll get the goofy and the jokes. But unless he is just an absolute murderer consistently, I think he ran out of gas last year, all the work to get him there. I don't know if they have enough in the West. Rudy Gobert is going to get clowned. Julius Randle will get some blame. Dante DiVincenzo will come off the bench and do his job. Naz Reid will be competitive. He ain't winning another Sixth Man of the Year award. Mike Conley, I don't know. At some point, he has to get old again. Minnesota will be good. But Julius Randle, hey, just collect the checks and keep on winning. Minnesota, not excited by them. I'm sorry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I wouldn't bet on Minnesota. I wouldn't. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of betting, we got a quarterback in the NFL. He is sick and tired of fans telling him about their bets. He does not give a damn, and he explains why. I'm going to let you hear from Lamar Jackson on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we got the clips going on. Yeah. Pharrell. Hey, look, Thursday Night Football, and Tampa Bay answered back. Like an episode of Star Wars, Tampa Bay answers back. It's 7-all in the first quarter of Thursday Night Football. 7-all between the Bucs and the Falcons here in Atlanta. Right now, I don't know. The Falcons are feeling it. Maybe the Falcons are going to go out there and answer back. Baker Mayfield was able to connect with Mike Evans for a touchdown, making it 7-all. And let's see what the Falcons can do. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Meanwhile, in Milwaukee, you just heard from Marco Belletti. They're just trying to make everybody sweat. There is no scores. Excuse me, no runs. No score. Right now, it's the bottom of the sixth. Quintana is holding it down. Hickey, you okay? Your heart hasn't jumped out of your chest. Are you fine?
My heart, not going to lie, does kind of hurt a little bit. I think it was back from Monday's dramatics. So
Monday? I mean, by the time we got, I don't know, to what, 5 o'clock, 5:30 on Monday, your heart should have been fine.
Wow. That was, I mean, I almost died watching that comeback.
Exaggeration. So. Come on.
So I hope my heart is okay. I haven't been to the cardiologist in a while, but maybe this playoff run here, hopefully I'm built for it. I don't know.
Did you go to the gym today?
I did.
Oh, you're fine.
A little Stairmaster.
Good. How long?
16 minutes.
16 minutes? Oh, not bad. What level?
I started at 9, and every 4 minutes increased by 1 till I got to 12.
Excuse? You were running on the Stairmaster?
I was dying, I will say. I thought I was going to die on the Stairmaster.
You put that sucker up to 12?
To 12. Trying to get a workout in here. Trying to get a little sweat in.
Bro.
It worked.
Oh, my God.
Bro, what do you do it at?
I haven't been on a Stairmaster in months. I don't know. I'm not going past, I guess, 10, I think. I do intervals. Like, I ain't going on that Stairmaster and going. I will run up the stairs, and then I'll stop to a crawl. And then I'll run, and then I'll stop. But I ain't going 12 like you. You're a beast. You're an animal.
For 4 minutes. But, hey, we'll take it. We'll take it. So I guess you're right. If I survive that, maybe I should be good for another 3 innings here.
This is terrible. Where does Major League Baseball get this information? They got this win probability at the top, right? It says 62% chance that Milwaukee's going to win. Why? Because they're at home? Like, where do they get this data from? What computer does that?
That's a great question. And in a 0-0 game in the sixth, of why it's so lopsided, I have no idea. That's a great question.
Are they looking at players available out the pen? Are they looking at bad? I don't know.
I hope that's taken into account, right? You have to. Hopefully. I don't know.
Look, if you're ESPN and you got the cojones to put that up on the screen, I would think that you got some decent, like, let's be real. Hickey, if I asked you to evaluate and give me the equation for QBR, could you?
Hell no. No way, Jose.
Like, who knows that off the top of their head? Like, how many variables make up a QBR? I don't know. I have no idea.
Would you say 20? If I gave you over under 20 things they measure.
Ooh. Are you going to look it up?
Sure, I could try. I mean, is there an answer?
You could find it. Yeah, you can. I've looked it up in the past. 20 variables for QBR? Ooh, man, it might be right at 20. That's a tough one.
So it says each play is weighted on the game's context. So if you want to say 60 plays, that's 60 intervals right there of data.
No, but isn't it? It's passing and attempts plus touchdowns minus this and that.
Passing, rushing, penalties, turnovers, sacks. They adjust for home field advantage, which I guess technically is a variable.
18?
Calculate a per-play measure. QBR adds up all the plays and divides by the total number of clutch-weighted plays. Is one also metric.
Well, how many are there? I don't know.
It does not say here. I'm trying to get a number. Let me see if I can get an actual number of what
QBR. This is like, what is it in baseball? What is it? WAR and basketball. Is it PER?
PER.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I feel like QBR is only ESPN. I think a lot of other outlets and maybe even the league looks at passer rating.
Right, right.
Which, what's the difference? Great question. No idea.
Oh, my God. What am I? I looked up this QBR stuff, man. I've been in college in a long time. I'm not looking at this.
This is like a
close.
A homework project.
Decline. I'm not doing
Division
this.
Division of credit is one of the variables.
Yeah, man. I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at that. I've had enough nights in my life staying up at 2 and 4 a.m. thinking about my futures, looking at some stupid-ass numbers. I'm done with that. I'm not doing that. ESPN can keep its QBR. Hey, the win probability is now moved with an out or two outs. How about that? Now Milwaukee has a 59% chance of winning. We'll see how this nonsense continues on. But this is the excitement, I guess, that Major League Baseball wants. Not surprisingly. We talked to Brett Boone. When did we chat with Brett? Was it 2 days ago, Hickey?
It was.
Yeah, we talked to Brett Boone 2 days ago. And we asked him about all of this drama in the postseason. And is it good? Is it not good? You got 12 teams in. Teams get byes. Hickey's having a heart attack. Is this good for Hickey's heart? Is it good for the game? We asked Brett Boone, and this is what Brett told us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. Listen to this.
As a player, I hate it because it doesn't reward you for that 162-day grind. I think that's what really needs to be rewarded because those are the true great teams every year, the teams that are standing at the top of the mountain when 162 were over. So as a player, I don't like it. I think it waters down past generations and postseason accolades. Now anybody can get to the postseason. It's as easy as it's ever been. I hate the three-game series to start. I think you play a full season, you earn a right in the postseason, and per case in point, a guy like Scooble pitching for the Detroit Tigers can have you one game away from elimination in a 24-hour period. I don't think that's right. But the problem is, where do you squeeze in that series of five to start? That's something for Major League Baseball to check out going forward. I think, now that's the baseball player. Now I take the baseball player hat on and I put the analyst, I put the fan hat on. I'll tell you what, I love it. I think there's so much excitement. I think it's great for the game of baseball down the stretch, having so many spots in the postseason, 12 now, more than there's ever been, because you get cities engaged longer. When in years past at the All-Star break in Pittsburgh, they'd be talking about the Steelers already. Well, now you have a chance all the way into September. People are still talking about it. There's a chance to get in one of those wild card spots. So I think for the game, for the good of the game, for more eyeballs coming to the game of baseball, I think it's a great format.
Yeah, more eyes for baseball is a good thing. And we know it's really a money thing. That's why they're doing it. You heard Brett say it. He's like, yeah, we need more teams interested post-trade deadline. And as we talked about earlier in the show with David Sampson, the Tigers were sellers at the trade deadline. And look at what they got a chance to go to the World Series. I guess they do. Everybody has a chance to go to the World Series. And how about this? Even on this end, right now, this minute, the New York Mets, they get out of it. It's still nothing to nothing, 0-0. Hickey's heart continues to kind of, burst through his chest. Kind of random. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson and some of his comments. Hickey, do you think that Ipe Mizuhara, do you think he can watch TV in prison?
Yeah, they got TV time, right?
You think he could sit down and watch a baseball game? No, probably not.
I don't know what channels they got in jail, to be honest. I hope to never find out, but I bet you he could get a game on.
He can listen on the radio, right? Yeah, he listen on the radio.
Now, do you think he could watch a game without having any money on it?
How's he betting?
Or he's not. That's what I'm saying.
You think he's sneaking a phone in?
I'm saying, can he watch a game without can he just sit down and watch a baseball game without the sweat of the bet hitting?
How's he going to place a bet? What am I missing?
Can he, let's just say the jail has a TV that has the, let's just say they have Mets Brewers on right now, right?
Right.
And you as a cellmate can go watch the game. I'm saying, do you think because he's bet so much, right? It seems like he bet on everything possible.
$180 million worth of bets, yes.
Do you think he's capable of just watching a baseball game and just watching for the enjoyment and not having any money on it? You know, it's like some people can't watch sports unless, I need to have money on this. No. Otherwise, I don't care. I'm not going to watch.
No.
Well, do you think because how much he bet before, it's like, well, I got no money on, who cares? Because he, like you said, he bet a lot on a lot of games. So he probably watched very few games without any of his own money on it.
Well, there had to be a point in time where he enjoyed sports without putting money on it, right? Like he started betting. I assume he started with his own money and then he started stealing money from Ohtani. Or maybe he doesn't care about baseball. Maybe he never wants to see baseball ever again. What happens if he turns on the TV and he sees Ohtani? What does he do?
Far starts cursing.
Like, that's my friend. Like, Ohtani didn't do anything to him. Ohtani did nothing to him.
He should be in here.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. You're on that. I can't even call it a conspiracy theory. You think that he screwed over? You think Ohtani screwed him over? You think he took the rap for Ohtani?
I I like suspicions. More the jokes than anything else. I will definitely not say without a doubt 100% that Ohtani's innocent.
Yeah.
I think there definitely is a world in which Ipe was the fall guy. But I'm more here. I do like the jokes. They do crack me up.
I think Shohei Ohtani is a baseball saint. I think he plays baseball. He kisses his wife once a month. He walks his dog. And he plays more baseball. And that's it. No gambling. I don't think he knows what DraftKings is.
Well, if you ask him, he'll close. Maybe he'll do the old, I don't remember. I don't know.
Sammy Sosa? At least Sammy Sosa forgot English, okay?
Pudge Rodriguez, only God knows. Okay.
That might be the next one. I did see him in that that commercial. He didn't say anything. He just swung that bat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on Thursday night football. We'll give you an update on the Brewers and the Mets. And then we'll let you know that Lamar Jackson doesn't care about your parlay.